Yeah, here we go now, baby. Right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition, the Mega Football edition of Before You Bet. You're in live right now on the Covers YouTube and X channels. If you're on YouTube right now, smack subscribe button right down there. We are inching closer to 20K subscribers, trying to get to that benchmark here. So big show planned for you guys today. A lot of good games in college football here this weekend. Brad Powers is going to be by in a matter of seconds to give some analysis for the best games and also provide some best bets, add to the four that he gave out on Monday's show. Then in the second half of the show, it is myself, it is Jingles. We are breaking down our best bets for Sunday's NFL games. If you guys want to participate in the show, very easy to do so. Hit up that live chat on YouTube and on X. A couple guys in there already. Fire them up, Joey O. You the man. You must not have tailed my bets last night if you're saying that. Quick thoughts on the Thursday night football game. So, as a hater of the New York Jets, am I getting a little worried? Yes, indeed, I am. Aaron Rodgers looked pretty damn good moving around last night. We saw him get flushed out of the pocket and making good plays there. He was automatic on third down. Now the Jets have this 10-day break, and they got some good vibes. Now, you might say the pushback is, Joe, you got to consider the competition. The Patriots are who we thought they were. But I think the Jets needed a victory like this, and this is something that could get them going in the right direction. Now they're in a situation, their next three games all at home here, and they got the Denver Broncos on deck. So, yes, as a hater of the Jets, as someone who bet them not to make the playoffs, I am getting a little bit worried here, but who knows? We'll see how they do versus a stiffer competition here as the season gets going. All right, from the NFL to college football, then to NFL, the second half of the show, let's go to college football. Let's go down to sunny Las Vegas. Our guy, Brad Powers, representing Covers. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. It is, as it usually is, sunny here in Las Vegas.
Indeed. Okay, so nice looking schedule here, and college football gets going here this evening. If you missed Brad's appearance on Monday's show, he gave out UConn -2.5, San Jose State +14.5. That's down to +12.5 right now. LSU holding steady there at -23 and Northwestern +10.5. Okay, so Brad has two more best bets to give at the end of this segment. But Brad, first, let's discuss some of these big games. And they get going here tonight on Fox. Illinois, Nebraska, two undefeated teams. Nebraska favored by 8, total on the low end of 43 points. What do you think of the matchup?
Yeah, I'm not buying either team yet. I know it's a top 25 matchup as far as the AP poll rankings. I don't have either in my top 25 in my power ranks. In fact, I don't even have Illinois in my top 50 right now. So this would be a good data point to see just to truly how good these teams could be this year. They certainly have overachieved expectations. But this just screams to me, Joe, typical Big Ten, former West Division, you know, low scoring, slugfest, and with suppressed scoring, I'm going to always gravitate towards the underdog here, especially when it's north of a touchdown. So I lean Illinois. Nebraska had that big win against Colorado, but man, they got off to that big, they were up 21-0 like 10 minutes in that game, didn't do anything after that. So I'm not, you know, totally buying into Nebraska yet. And I think Illinois keeps it close.
Maybe a bit of a snoozer here on Fox tonight. Okay, on to tomorrow. We go to Michigan. It's a pretty interesting game situation here. So USC in town, Michigan will be a home underdog for the second time already this season. Trojans favored by 5 total. Once again, on the low end here, 44. Can make a real statement. They can beat a second-ranked opponent here early in the season. What do you think of the matchup here?
I like SC. I like the matchup for SC. I mean, I already saw SC against LSU hold up at the point of attack. I mean, obviously USC's defense has been, you know, their weakness for the last several years, and not the case in my opinion this year. I don't think it's a great defense. It might not even be a very good defense, but if you can hold LSU's run game in check when you got to worry about LSU's passing attack, besides that, you don't have to worry about a passing attack here. Michigan's going to go with Alex Orji at quarterback. This is a kid that only completed 50% of his passes in high school. And the All-American tight end for Michigan might not play. USC is going to put 8 guys in the box. They'll stop Michigan's offense. And I think USC's offense will have success against Michigan's defense. Schematically, I favor Lincoln Riley over Wink Martindale big time.
Okay, let's go to the Big 12 now. Good-looking matchup here. Utah, Oklahoma State, a tight spread. Cowboys favored by 2, total of 52.5. 7 straight wins at home for the Cowboys. They've looked pretty good on offense to open the season. What do you think of this one?
It's all about the availability of Utah's quarterback, Cam Rising. Early in the week, he's supposed to play, so the line goes from Oklahoma State favored by 2.5 to Utah favored by 2.5. Then midweek, we're hearing whispers that Cam Rising won't play. So the line goes from Utah favored by 2.5 back to where we were originally, Oklahoma State favored by 2.5. I literally just got a text saying that the expectation is Rising is going to play now. So, I mean, my goodness. Here's what I'll say. Whether Rising plays or not, I like Oklahoma State to win this game and cover this game. This is a typical Mike Gundy type of game where his back's against the wall a little bit. He's great. You know, if Rising plays, Oklahoma State will be a home underdog. Gundy's 8-1 straight up as a home underdog back to 2016. So there's only two coaches that have won more football games than Mike Gundy in the last 15 years. You might have heard of them. Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney. I don't think Gundy and Oklahoma State gets enough credit in the market.
Okay, there you have it. Let's wrap things up with the big games, and we'll get into a couple more best bets here from Brad. Tennessee Red Hawk getting a lot of buzz here coming into this weekend. They're favored by a touchdown against Oklahoma. It looks to be a fun one, total of 57. And the Volunteers have been a lot of fun here this season. 3 games, they've covered 3 spreads. They've gone over in all 3 games. I think they went over the totals by themselves, actually. They've outscored their opponents 191-10 here so far this season. 10 straight wins at home for the Sooners. What do we think? You think the Sooners can keep this one tight?
It seems so easy on Tennessee. You can make case that Tennessee's been the most impressive team in the country so far this season. I'm not a big public betting percentages or anything like that. I don't think it's, you know, high value, but from multiple sportsbooks, we're hearing that Tennessee's not only the most popular play this week, but maybe the most popular play so far this football season. I tend to go the other way when everything looks so easy, because there's a reason why they're still building new hotels here in Vegas. If it was so easy, everybody would do it. This is the largest home underdog role for Oklahoma in a quarter century. I think they keep it relatively close. My power rings agree with it. It's a bet, not, you know, the bet of the best bet of the week. It's a lean on Oklahoma for me.
Okay, let's add a couple of best bets here to your betting card here for the weekend, Brad. Let's start with this Arizona State Texas Tech game. Total sits there at 59 points, and you're thinking we get a bit of a fun one here.
Yeah, we're going over. Hell, Texas Tech has gone over this one by themselves last week and then had a 100-point game in week one. They also would have had a high-scoring game against Washington State in week two, but went 0-for-4 on fourth down and committed a bunch of turnovers in that game. So it's not like they didn't move the football. They had over 400 yards. So I like Arizona State getting a couple extra days rest after their game against Texas State. Just screams dead nut over game for me. So let's go over 59, Arizona State, Texas Tech.
Okay, next up, let's go a little under the radar. Buffalo, Northern Illinois. Both teams coming off big wins, especially Northern Illinois, a 13.5-point spread. Who do you like in this one?
What wasn't under the radar, Joe, was Northern Illinois' win over Notre Dame. And as a 4-touchdown underdog, they had a bye last week. Some people, they'll be okay with the bye. No, it's an extra week of getting everything pumped up like you're the world's greatest. It's the biggest win in school history. This is a coach in Thomas Hammack that does not handle success well. This is a team that's up and down. It's a roller coaster in his tenure. 0 wins 1 year, MAC championship the very next year. I don't think they handle success well. Buffalo, what they've been doing this season, very repeatable, winning at the line of scrimmage in a majority of their games so far. I like Buffalo plus 13.5. I like Buffalo sprinkle a little bit on the money line here. I expect a very flat performance from Northern Illinois.
So has this line moved much at all? Has there been
it
much
has. Impact? Yeah, it has. It's funny you bring that up, Joe. There's been a lot of anti-Buffalo sentiment in the marketplace all 3 games. They've covered 2 of them. Probably should have covered 3. Missouri scored on basically the last play of the game to cover against them. I was expecting maybe that Buffalo anti-money to show up late this week. Hasn't. It's been opposite. This line was 15 earlier this week. Went through a relatively key number of 14. That we're down to 13.5.
Okay, Brad, before we send you on your way, you're a resident down there in Las Vegas. I like going to Las Vegas once or twice a year. I'm sure some of the people watching right now like to go to Las Vegas. Some might even be going this weekend. Now, most people know what the hot spots are. You want to watch sports, you're going to go to Circa, maybe Caesar's Palace Sportsbook. dozens of different steakhouses, awesome places to eat and drink. What's something maybe under the radar, off the beaten path, to grab a bite to eat, or maybe to go watch a game that you would recommend to the people out there?
Oh, wow. You're putting me on a spot here. I got you one. It's relatively new. It's right by Allegiant Stadium. It's called Whiskey. It's like an open air thing. They can open up the garages, and you literally look out towards Allegiant Stadium right there. Prices are relatively good. The food is, you know, it's a bar place, but it's a little bit high-end bar, you know, as far as food and drinks, but competitively priced. In fact, I like eating there and drinking there before I go into the stadium. It's cheaper to eat and drink there than it is to grab yourself something inside Allegiant. So it's right there across the street. It's called Whiskey.
Whiskey. Okay, so great spot to hit before a Raiders game or maybe a concert at Allegiant there. WrestleMania 41, Brad, coming to town.
I will be there. You going to be there for that? I'll be there.
I don't know. I would love to. I got to get to a WrestleMania here eventually, WrestleMania 41. I don't know if I'll be hitting the one in Las Vegas. If ever there was a time to go to one, it would be the one in Las Vegas. So maybe we'll have
John Cena's last WrestleMania. I'm guessing The Rock is going to wrestle too. So it'll be one for the record book.
Okay, Brad knows his wrestling. Brad, who? Okay, one last one then. You seem to know your wrestling. Your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. Who's on there?
Oh my goodness. You're really putting me on the spot. So obviously he's not the best wrestler, but he's the most important one would be Hogan. I think the best of all time is Ric Flair. Shawn Michaels would be on there. And I think the best character is The Undertaker. So people are going to be stunned. No Stone Cold, no Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm big on career, and those four guys had a bit, you know, a bigger and longer career.
I would put The Rock at number one overall because I think he's awesome on the mic, obviously. He's pretty good in the ring, and he is very effective at both playing a face and a heel. His work at WrestleMania 40 was fantastic. Okay, maybe we'll do a separate wrestling podcast here at some point here. The Royal Rumble, the greatest event in all of sports. Brad, we'll send you on your way, though. Best of luck with all your bets this weekend. And, of course, we will catch you on Monday's show to get your best bets for the coming week. Thanks for joining.
Take care, Joe.
Yes, sir. A little bit of wrestling talk on the show here today. I absolutely love it. Okay. Let us now shift gears to the world of professional football. And we will go to our man with the sexiest smile in all sports betting. Jingles, who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Papa Shango, by far, far. I mean, who doesn't love the entrance? Just the straight character. But like Saturday, nothing was cooler than like finishing Saturday morning cartoons, and then you get Superstars right after, and like you have to watch like Bill Smith versus Pat McDonald for like 5x matches, and then you might see one person good in that final match. But yeah, Saturday afternoon Superstars was a big play in my house.
Yeah, awesome part of my childhood. You know, before you get into the partying, the drinking, the women, marijuana.
Oh,
wrestling, slow down. Not for me. Not myself. It is legal up here in Canada, after all. Any thoughts before we get into the picks here? We have seven total. Any thoughts on the Thursday night football game? You think a pretty good sign for the Jets, or is it, hey, pump the brakes, the Patriots suck?
No. I mean, from my perspective, where I was getting that Braylon Allen open at 15.5, that was an easy over on the short week. Was touting that one. That one closed like 23, 24. He was a good over there. Alan Lazard went over his 2.5 early in that game reception. Ooh, yeah. But like outside of that, that was it, right? I think he only had the 3 or 4 targets, and we saw what Rodgers kind of does in terms of how he's going to distribute the ball. And that's going to be to a lot of different people. So maybe next week I might be back on the Lazard under 2.5 at plus money where it opened again this week. And outside of that, I mean, Breece Hall's just going to continue to get that passing down role too. But in that same vein, Braylon Allen did catch his targets. He had some tough targets and he caught. So maybe a 3+ reception game for Braylon Allen going forward next week too.
Yeah, the Patriots couldn't tackle for shit last night. I was watching one play. Speaking of Lazard, like I know that you had that bet. That's a bet that I liked early. I think it was the first quarter play. You saw them lining up. The defender, the quarterback, must have been a good 12 yards away from one play. Rodgers and shotgun snap it. Boom. Easy reception for Lazard there on that one. Then, of course, we saw him catch a touchdown as well. Okay, so we will hope for some better success here on Sunday compared to our Thursday night football.
We got the sacks. I was on the over 2.5 sacks. That was a layup versus that offensive line that, like, the center just got bullied the entire game. It was, I mean, I don't know how that line stayed at 2.5.
Yeah, that someone was sleeping on that one, whoever set that line, especially given the state of the Patriots offensive line. Okay, let's get into the future here. And the future is on Sunday. 7 total bets here, a bunch of spreads, some totals, and some player props. I'll get us started with the spread. I'm going to go with the flavor of the month. Give me the New Orleans Saints to cover this one. -2.5. There's some threes out there as well. Obviously, I prefer the 2.5 tucked nice and gently inside of that key number of 3. Now, it is early, and we say don't react too much, but you got to react a little bit to what we've seen. And what we've seen so far is the Saints, the best offensive football so far. First in yards per play. They're taking on an Eagles defense that's last in yards per play allowed. 91 points scored by New Orleans so far. Philly, very easy to move the ball against. On the defensive side of the ball, Philly's doing a pretty good job too. They're doing a good job of pressuring the quarterback, getting sacks. It could be a long day for Jalen Hurts here. I think they're really going to miss A.J. Brown in this game. And the vibes continue to be a little bit off here in Philly. Of course, we know wheels fell off completely in the second half last year. They looked pretty good in week one. They picked up that win in Brazil, but the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, has sucked so far. Kellen Moore really dropped the ball at the end of the game.
Is it a personnel issue or is it a fan? Like, they can't tackle. They're giving up massive plays. Like, that's a huge red flag.
Well, he gives the offense way too much room to maneuver, and especially they've been really bad against the run, and that's kind of been the strength here of the Saints. And Kellen Moore stunk too. Sirianni kind of entered the season on the warm seat, we'll call it, and they gave that one away on Monday. So I'm going to go with the Saints here. Eagles also 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 games. I don't know, man. I think another melt. I'm not saying they're going to melt down, but a meltdown could be loading here. We'll see how they make out in this game. So Saints by at least a field goal. Let's go to your first prop here. Quentin Johnson over 35.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, let's go. Quentin Johnson, like you said, at 35.5 on the over. Run heavy offense, kind of disguising on what his role is within this offense. And this is an offense that might have to actually pass more against that tough defense that allowed a rushing leader in week 2 was Bo Nix at 25 yards. And they held Bijan Robinson to 3.77 yards per carry in week 1. So just some easy usage numbers for Quentin: 40% air yard share, 20% target share, and he leads the team in ADOT. So he can get there just on those numbers. He put up a 551 and 2 on 6 targets last week, and that was within a game that it was 20-0 at halftime. If we can get this game script flip where they have to pass more or they can't just rely on the run and basically run out the clock for 30 minutes, then he's going to have a bigger role, and I don't think that's priced in here. And a big thing I saw was Coach Harbaugh was said, nobody I'm more excited for than Quentin Johnson. There's a lot I know. I love a good coach quote, and that's from Chris Rimm, Chargers reporter for ESPN. So you got the coach bump. You got maybe some things that aren't priced in terms of play volume within the passing. So 35.5 is good. I would take the 50. Where do I get the 50? I think the 50 is good at around +175 as well, too.
Okay, a bunch of live guys in the live chat. I don't know. In the live chat right now, guys, let us know who you like in the NFL this weekend. What have you already bet on? What do you plan on betting? Let us know why. I will read a few off here at the end of the show. Okay, let us keep rolling. I think a little bit of a sneaky play here in Minnesota with the Texans in town. All of a sudden, a decent matchup here, 2 undefeated teams. I'm going to take the first half under 23.5 and kind of going with some trends here with some stats to back them up. So the Vikings have gone under the first half total in 14 of 19 games since the start of last season. And guess what? This is a hot spot for Houston as well. It's hit in 9 of their last 10 games on the road. CJ Stroud has not been as good on the road in his young career so far, his quarterback rating about 10 points lower on the road compared to at home. And both of these defenses, pretty stingy starts here to the season. In the first half, Vikings have only allowed 10 total points. Texans have only allowed 17. So we'll take a bit of a low scoring first half there in Minnesota with the Texans in town. Next up, let's go to a prop here, a fun one. There's going to be a lot of eyes down in Dallas.
Oh.
Ravens looking to pick up their first win of the season. You like Lamar Jackson to get into
Who isn't at plus 190 for a touchdown? This is just it's a dumb price. You look at Anthony Richardson, right? He's even money for a touchdown. Josh Allen is minus 130 for a touchdown. How is Lamar Jackson indoors on the road? Plus 190. You play this to plus 150. This is a plus 150 play. And I'm just assuming that it's because of the Derrick Henry bump that we're getting an increased price in his touchdown. He's scoreless on the year, but he leads all QBs in yards, and he's 11th in the league in rushing at 167 yards. The guy is an absolute beast right now. And Dallas, not so much. Dallas has allowed more rushing touchdowns than anybody else in football so far over 2 weeks. Five allowed. They've stopped one team in the red zone from scoring a touchdown. That is a bad rate so far. I think the Saints went 4 for 4. Cleveland was 2 for, oh, sorry, the Saints, maybe 5 for 5. And Cleveland went 2 for 2 in that spot too. So just four games. Insane stat here. In his career, Joe, Lamar Jackson's only played 4 games indoors. Yeah, it made no sense. Yeah, 4 games indoors, averaging 66.3 rush yards per game at 6.5 yards per carry in that spot. Was absolutely blown away. I'm like, he must be great, because I think the indoor split stuff doesn't necessarily get priced in. We talk about it a lot on the Blitz Show, but this is a spot where 0-2 Lamar, MVP, you think he's going to do it himself this week. And I think Dallas can concede quite a bit on the ground too.
Interesting game indeed. Okay. A pretty good late afternoon slate this week. That's a big one. I think the most exciting game on the schedule is Lions Cardinals down in Arizona. It certainly has the highest total of the week. The perception for these teams a little bit different, maybe shifting a little bit coming into week 3, but I'm not buying into those changing perceptions. I'm going to go with the Lions to bounce back. Take them to cover the 3-point spread here, because this is a big-time spot for them. They are excellent at bouncing back. In their last 8 games after a loss, they are 8-0 against the spread. This started at the tail end of 2022. This went 5-0 last season, with 4 of the wins coming by double digits. Maybe a situation with them going on the road. Their first 2 games were at home. Maybe a situation, a road trip might be good for the team, as it's been a little bit of a sluggish start here for Detroit. So how are they going to get there? How are they going to cover this number? Well, Arizona is getting dominated through the air so far. 31st in yards allowed per pass attempt here. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the Lions offense really to open up here. Jameson Williams, it looks like this is going to be a big time breakout season for him. And great win by Arizona last week, no doubt about it. But we do have to consider that Rams team was just absolutely decimated by injuries, especially on their offense, offensive line, wide receivers going down. They steamrolled them early in that game. That game was over in the second quarter. So maybe they come back down to earth a little bit and the Lions start living up to expectations here with the challenge in front of them down in the desert. Next up, we are going, I believe, to the Sunday night football game, where you have a prop for one of the running backs
involved. Patty Mahomes, indoors, Sunday night. Let's go. I love indoor games. And I just think this is a spot where, just because of personnel, Samaje Perine will literally get all of the third down roll. He's the only pass catching back literally on this roster. Kareem Hunt maybe will play, likely won't, but Keontae Ingram was elevated from the practice squad. He has 8 receptions on 9 targets in 20 games for Arizona over 2 years, so he's not much of a pass catching threat. I like 25 plus yards. I like the over 15.5. I like Patty Mahomes 300 yards in this game. There's a lot I like within this offense. We don't know what Carson Steele will be. Got my MLB brain on. Don't know if he can handle a full workload. That's basically what I'm saying. So this was a team that already passes a lot. And this is a team that has 23% target share to running backs so far this year. So there's going to be a lot of work. And we saw what Samaje Perine does. This is not a different role for him. He was great behind Joe Mixon in this exact same role. And I mean, 5 catches, 50 yards isn't out of the realm of possibilities and outcomes. I mean, we've seen Jerick McKinnon do it. And I think Samaje Perine's a better fit for this offense.
I think I like Mahomes to go over his rushing yard total in that game as well. The Falcons are getting killed on the ground early in the season versus opposing quarterbacks. Now it's been Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts who they faced. But as we know, Mahomes, just look at his game logs. This isn't a guy who's afraid to take off. And pretty modest number there, 18.5, playing in the dome in Atlanta. I got to look a little bit more into that one. If I pull the trigger, I will post it over on XJTFOZ. Okay, let's wrap up the NFL picks here with the game going down in Las Vegas. The Carolina Panthers in town. Could you imagine? He's an opener for the Raiders. All this buzz to see Andy Dalton. And the Panthers come to town to take on Gardner Minshew and your team, the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to fade the Panthers offense here. I'm not over. I'm hearing people making a case for the Panthers going into the season. People making a case for them going into week one, into week two. It's not working out. And I don't think Andy Dalton's that big of an upgrade. So the Panthers have scored 13 points or less in 10 of their last 12 games. That is not easy to do. They've scored 13 points total through two games. Now you might be like, well, Joe, they're replacing the quarterback. Absolutely. Andy Dalton, he is an upgrade over Bryce Young at this point. But in this offense, is it really that much of an upgrade? I don't think it's going to be like Joe Flacco last year when he hopped into the Cleveland Browns offense. I think Dalton could struggle in this one. And the other part of this is that the Raiders' defense was really good on their home field last season. They allowed just 15.6 points per game. That was second in the NFL. As I said, this is their home opener here. So they held 7 of 9 opponents on their home field to under this number of 17.5 points. And Antonio Pierce, I don't think he's all that great of a coach. I think he's like from like a motivational perspective, I think he would be. And with that said, I don't think he is the type of coach that would let his team necessarily play down to a lesser opponent. From an X's and O's standpoint, he's probably not the guy, but kind of like Dan Campbell a little bit from a motivational perspective, I think he'll have this team up for this game, their home opener. Some people I saw a letdown spot type of thing coming off that big win versus the Ravens last week. I don't see it. So I think it could be a big day for their defense here on their home field. A couple guys in the live chat here, Chosen Sports says Panthers up to +6 this morning. Patrick Fleming, he likes Swift to go over his rushing yard total at 52.5. Now Swift, not off to a great start on the ground here this year, but they're taking on the Colts. I think they've allowed more rushing yards than anyone in the NFL. I mean, that was just embarrassing last week in Green Bay.
DeForest Buckner gone.
The woodshed by Matt LaFleur there. JPC fourth. I'm interested in looking into this one. So Laporta over 5.5 first quarter.
First quarter people are crazy.
So I like these little bets. You see them in the NBA quite a bit, like this guy that over under his point total or whatever in the first quarter. And I would be interested to see, because as we know, sometimes teams will script their first handful of plays or the first couple series or even their first series. And maybe, I don't know if this is something we've seen this season where Laporta is getting targeted earlier in games, maybe. I don't know. But I think that's going to be a fun game. I could absolutely see that one hitting right there. Producer Mick, do we have a recap graphic? Look at this guy. He is on the ball. He is cannot wait to get to the weekend. He's eyeing that 6-foot bong he has in the corner.
Right under the
bus. He's ready to party.
Thanks. Oh, good God.
So am I. Recapping my bets. I like the Saints -2.5. I think their offense has a big advantage over the Eagles defense. Texans, Vikings, first half under 23.5. I like the Lions to bounce back, guys. 8-0 against the spread after their last 8 losses. And the Panthers, I think their offense continues to struggle. I think a good spot for the Raiders defense. Take the Panthers to go under their team total 17.5. Jingles, if you would please recap your picks as well, please.
Lamar Jackson, anytime TD, just at a giant price that I played down to +150. MVP, reigning MVP, 0-2, indoor game. Dallas conceding a bunch in close. So my GP, Ryan, I think he probably gets most of the work. He could even get some rushing carries. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the guy who finished with the most snaps in that backfield on Sunday night, 25+. KC targeting their running backs at a high rate, 23%, up 18% from last year. And then Quentin Johnson, he's got the coach's bump. They want to get it to him. They've been running a lot. They might not be able to run as much this week, But his target share, his A dot are showing a big day today. And he had a great first half last week before they shut down the passing game. If it keeps going, he could have a big game. I like the 50 plus there too.
Okay. In and out in about 30 minutes here today. The Mega Football Edition. Up before you, Beck, covering all the big games in college, all of our best bets in the NFL. Absolutely love it. If you're looking to tail any of our bets, if you're looking to play some bets of your own, I highly recommend heading over to BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and the sponsor of our program here. And yeah, if you are not subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel, hit that button right down there on YouTube. We're covering everything that there is to cover here. Major League Baseball, playoffs right around the corner. NBA season gets going here in about a month. The NHL season gets going soon. Every single UFC card. The Covers YouTube channel is the place to be. It is where all the cool kids hang out. Right, Jingles?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm trying to decipher Adam Hurley's comment there, but I don't get it. It's over my head. That's where I am with Friday.
Unless the back guy plays, who's their backup quarterback for the Lions?
I don't know. NBA, go away, John Mettler. It's not NBA season. Let us enjoy non-NBA seasons until you guys interrupt my hockey season, too.
Some season-long over-under assist total.
Oh, for God. Johnny Mettler's going to get...
John Mettler is your guy.
Get everybody's accounts shut down. Way to go, John.
Yeah, we are about to ramp up our NBA coverage here. Training camps open, I think, the week after next. So, yeah, these shows are going to get a little bit beefier. Hendon Hooker, he's a backup there. Is that the guy from Tennessee, I believe, who's a bit older? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. We got to wrap up the show here.
Wrap it up, Joe.
Say something to embarrass myself further, but we're going to be right back with you guys on Monday. We got a Monday night doubleheader. I already bet the over here in this Commanders-Bengals game, so hopefully that number stays still because I know a lot of you guys don't bet until before the game. But yeah, we're going to be all over the two games here on Monday night, and Brad Powers will be back, of course, get a jump on the week, I believe it's what, week five college football coming up next week. So thank you to BetMGM. Thank you to Jingles for joining. Thank you to Brad Powers. Thank you to producer Mick. Great job by him this week. And thank you to all of the viewers for tuning in today and this week. Best of luck with your bets, guys. And we will catch you again on Monday.
Ah!